Hello and welcome to URN Away Days. Now, this is a biggie. We're off to the NFL at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium to see the Miami Dolphins versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. It will be me and April from Touchdown, but we're going to be joined by three people who have not seen an NFL game before. We've got Kieran from Over the Trent and Chatting Like Champions, Toby from Sticky Wicket, and Hall of Fame URN sport member, Reese. Let's go. So we're currently in Kieran's car at the Watford Gap, where we've seen quite a lot of NFL jerseys. I am joined by April.
Hello.
I'm joined by Toby.
Hello.
And I'm joined by Munching Kieran.
Hello.
Hello. Now, Toby and Kieran, this is your first time going to the NFL. What's your first thoughts on the day?
I'm excited. I'm really excited. We've just stopped off, yeah, as Dom said, at services, and there's, 15, 20 people at least in jerseys, and we're still 2 hours away, an hour away, so should be an exciting day. And I'm interested to see how the game, like what the game's actually like. So I've not seen an NFL game. I've seen sort of like clips and things, but sort of a 3 hours of an hour long game. It's sort of test match-esque, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy the test match elements of it. April, obviously this game's not going to be a classic for us traditional NFL fans. One win between the two teams. Now, I love my Miami Dolphins, but we are rotten this year. The Jacksonville Jaguars, Trey
even
Lawrence,
worse.
Even worse. What's your predictions for today?
I do predict Miami's going to win, you'll be happy to know. Yeah, Jacksonville kind of are even worse than Miami. And if Miami have a good day, they could easily like blow them out here. It could be like 45-10.
45-10,
yes. Yeah, I mean, Dom would love that. But I feel like it's probably going to be a bit more of a close game because, yeah, maybe the Dolphins still aren't going to be back to their best. But yeah, still a Dolphins win, I'm predicting.
A Dolphins win. Now, I put money on the Jags to win, so hopefully the Dolphins will win. So my luck will wear itself out. I hope Tua can come back after his injury, but I'm very excited to see Kieran and Toby's reaction. Now, we haven't gone to Kieran because he's been munching on his traditional McDonald's breakfast. Are you able to talk?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on today?
Well, so far, seen a lot of jerseys, and as we get closer, we're only going to see more. I've just seen a few actually get out of the car just a second ago. So, yeah, it's definitely building up. I'm really looking forward to it, though.
Obviously, we'll be joined by Reese later.
Touchdown, a great strike by Tagovailoa. It's a 6-yard touchdown throw, and the Dolphins score on their first possession.
So it's just been the first touchdown of the game for Miami. A great little 6-yard pass from Tua after Tua did a great scramble earlier on. Are you loving life, Dom?
It is incredible in this stadium. The Dolphins are playing really well. The atmosphere is fantastic, and I hope the new NFL fans are enjoying it.
Kieran, so far?
Yeah, no, it's been a really good game so far. Really enjoying it. The atmosphere is electric, honestly. And the stadium's brilliant.
So it's the end of the first quarter. And how are you finding it so far, Toby?
Yeah, it's been really good. It's quite a loud run out. There's some game going on the pitch. It's been really good so far. 7-3-2, the Dolphins. Look, both attacks look really good. Defenses seem to be struggling a bit from my non-expert knowledge. Reese, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. You know, I'm glad I came down. It's great to see you guys, and we're getting a great game to go with it so far. So, yeah, so it carries on for the remaining three quarters.
Exactly. And what's your expert opinion then, April?
I'm really looking good for Tua. He's looked a bit shaky at the start, but he's grown into the game, and there was a really big play where they swapped in Jacoby Brissett, which is a bit of a controversial maybe choice, but it played out really well, and it's like protected Tua's health, so that's the most important thing, making sure Tua can play the whole game.
One Jacksonville timeout, 28. It is there, the pass is long to the end zone, it's caught by Marvin Jones! He beat Igbinoghene, a 28-yard strike and a touchdown pass.
So it's halftime, Dom. How are you feeling about the Dolphins? They are winning at the moment.
It's not been a great second quarter. The Dolphins have looked a bit slack. I mean, fair play to the Jaguars. Their touchdown was quite impressive. As much as I hate to say it, they were getting there in the second half. And I'm a bit worried about this next quarter and next half.
Yeah, well, the Jaguars have the ball. Coming into the third quarter, so we'll get back to you later.
The Dolphins have just scored a touchdown, 19-17, with the kicks just happening now. Dom, thoughts?
We've been pretty poor all game, but that was a great drive, and we're just about to kick the field goal. And it's good.
And it's good.
So we got a 3-point lead. Jaguars, 10 minutes left. This is going to be a great game.
Come on, the Dolphins.
Spins up.
53-yarder to win it. It's away. Jacksonville wins and ends the second longest losing streak in NFL history.
Hey guys, we are sat, where are we, Northampton services,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think so.
We just had a Mackey's. It was one of the, probably the best things happened since the last 5 seconds of the game for Dom.
yeah, it fouled that burger.
It went down quick. Yeah, so we're on our way back now. What a day it was. I mean, I think Reese's moment, one word to sum up, dramatic, was definitely the way to do it. Kieran, your first NFL experience, what were your thoughts?
It was a great day out, honestly. The atmosphere was amazing up until that last fight. Well, even then, the atmosphere was still great. It was just the other fans, unfortunately. it was really a fun day out. Going into it, didn't really have much understanding of American football, but came out of it definitely knowing a lot more. So even if you're new to it, it's definitely worth going to a game.
Do you think you might follow it a bit more?
Yeah, I probably will.
Nice. And April, you've followed NFL for a bit now, but your first live game, enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was amazing. And also the game itself was probably a bit closer than we was expecting. Good. So yeah, for Dom especially, but it was really good. Yeah, great day.
Definitely. I know before the game we were talking about it, and I kind of thought, well, two bottom of the table teams, it might could be an interesting one, but we weren't sure, and we luckily got a good game. Dom, you're just go.
It's an absolutely awful defeat. Ends our season. Serious interventions have to be made at the coaching positions, whether that's the offensive or head coach. But I'm not going to delve into that because you're not here for that. You're here for our experience. What's really impressive is that everyone who went, you know, the experienced NFL fans and the brand new NFL fans, loved it. Everyone had a great time. We will delve into pricing, I'm sure, later. And it's obviously an event, it's an occasion, you don't do it every week, but it was really special to see everyone enjoy it, people who haven't watched NFL before. So I was really happy to see smiles on your faces, Toby, Kieran, April, even the Mr. Reese. He was absolutely enjoying it. And I'm not too much of a fan of the Jaguar fans in front of us, but everyone else, it was great to have an experience with them today.
Definitely, what a day it was. And hopefully when this podcast comes out, you can still see a few things that were on Instagram. So make sure you go and follow us there. It's URN_away_days, I think. What a day it was. And make sure you guys keep it URN.
It's me and Toby. We can't be joined by everyone here after the NFL. Toby, how do you reflect on yesterday and the NFL and London experience?
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was amazing. Never really seen NFL before. I'd sort of seen highlights and clips and stuff like that, and I absolutely loved it. The game was maybe a little slow. It wasn't even slow though. Mm. Like the stereotype is there's 10 minutes between every play, and the big guys at the front have oxygen every so often, but they really didn't. It was surprisingly quick. It went a lot quicker than you realise as well. Like 3 hours feels like it should in theory be a long time, but it really wasn't. It was actually really good fun. Just to go down with you guys. Obviously, I didn't know many of the rules, so I just spent half the time using you and April, like, what's going on here? Why is that person? Why is the clock still going? Why is this person injured? What's happening? And I really loved it. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, I did think the stadium sort of experience was really good at, like, just keeping you up to date with what was going on. And, like, there was always something on the big screen to do. Like, there was either a replay or there was games or there was quizzes. And it was really fun and quite enjoyable. Let's talk about a moment that we've lost the recording for. So we parked in a primary school. No one was there. It was a Sunday, obviously. But we parked there and we just came down this back alley. And then we got onto this massive street. And it was the whole NFL experience. And there was jerseys of every kind. It was just almost like a rainbow experience. Toby, that moment, I remember looking in your eyes and I remember just you thinking, okay, this is quite big. What was your memory of that?
Oh, I was amazed. Like I knew that it would be full, but you sort of don't really understand how big it's going to be. And this sort of, I don't know what they call it, but you know, in America, they have the sort of barbecues and stuff.
Tailgate.
And it was, it obviously wasn't a, like a full on tailgate, but they had sort of like stalls up, like games and stuff. There was a video that we put out of the four of us, five of us doing some NFL things, like some throwing and some catching and things like that. And yeah, it was amazing. Just the sheer scale of everything really did sort of just catch me off guard ever so slightly. I was like, it's gonna be big, but it was just bigger and better than I kind of thought it would be.
It was a real spectacle, and we'll go on to the pricing. Obviously, we've said that before, but it's obviously a, one of the main detractors from the day. But just walking around the stadium, there were so many kind people. All the stewards were there. And what I thought was a bit better than Wembley was that there was shops that you could go in and get your food. I thought that was really good. And they had lots of like Pepsi stalls, and obviously Pepsi trying to advertise, but they were giving away like cans of Pepsi. And I think me and you must have got in, into like double digits of Pepsi cans.
I think it was. I think it was. It was a hell of a lot. And you know, free stuff, you can't say no. Student life.
Yeah. And let's talk a bit more about the spectacle. Jackson the Jaguar, the mascot for the Jacksonville Jaguars, made quite the entrance, falling from the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium roof to deliver the match ball. Toby, you were there. Have you ever seen that at the County Ground or any County Championship games?
No, no. I would quite like to see, though, Matt Carter diving off the stadium, off the top of the pavilion with a bungee jump rope attached to him. I think that could be quite an interesting one. You know, I'm sure the county, 85-year-old county members would love it.
Both fans at the County Championship would
exactly,
love it.
Exactly, it would be easy.
But, pricing. Yeah. London prices, and obviously it's an event rather than a regular match day experience.
It's rough.
Yes.
Rough. Yes. I think, yeah, we obviously got to give it a rating out of 10. I think pricing's got to be down there at 2, probably.
I think that's harsh. Because, okay, the ticket is £75, which, if it was a concert, which I'd say you see the NFL as a big concert and a spectacle, I don't think that is too bad considering our view was really good.
Yeah, true.
I'd say that was a solid 5. I was expecting that, to be fair. But in stadium,
What, pint of a beer is about £5, £6?
£6. And I know that is regulars for in London. That's not that bad in a stadium, of course. But for students, I think pricing on the day, I think we should give it a 4. It was all good. Like, there was nothing wrong. It's like, everything was hot when we had food. And to be fair, the pricing outside the ground, and they did give us a lot. Like, I needed to pee so often because of those Pepsi cans. So it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But like, But in fairness, there was lots of experiences outside the ground
as
well.
It's I think it is what, I think it's one of those things that, but even if you're not into NFL, like, just if you go into it once, you'll love it. And you might actually get into NFL because of it and try and maybe watch some of the games on the Sunday or the Thursday or Friday, whatever, whenever NFL is played. I don't know. One of the days of the week.
There's always something. Yeah. There. So I think we give it a 5 or a 4. So I think we go 5 and be positive.
Let's go 4.5.
Four and a half, because I think the ticket was good.
Yeah.
The experience is good, but the price in stadium inside, abysmal.
Yeah, food for like £8 or something it was is tough. Yeah. Next one, standard. Was it good quality of sport?
Okay, let's view it from two different angles.
Yes.
The NFL purist, it's like a 1 out of 10, but it has been heralded as one of the great London games. So I think the standard for the untrained eye was really high. We saw some great touchdowns. There's that play by the Jacksonville Jaguars, that kick, that is sheer cojones. I think, I'd like to hear, what would you say? What would you say is standard?
I thought it was really good. I thought it maybe like a, I thought maybe like a 9 or an 8 out of 10.
I think, let's be positive. I'm going to say 8.5. Because the 1.5 is being lost because it's two awful teams, but there are lots of players there who will go on to bigger and better things. Obviously, it's the NFL. This is a really high standard, and it was a great game. It was a great game.
I think the one thing that I think, obviously, different perspective. You know everything about NFL. I know pretty much nothing. I think we're before the game, we're sort of talking about it, like, is it going to be a good game? What's going to happen? And I think you said, oh, it's probably two of the worst teams in the NFL. And I was like, that could be quite a good game.
Yeah, and you're right.
It almost would have been worse if you had, I know, the best team against the worst team. And they were sort of both could, like, one team just had no ball and the other one was just scoring touchdown after touchdown. Yeah. Maybe interesting to watch, but it would just get a bit repetitive if, say, I don't know, who good? Green Bay?
Yeah, let's say Green Bay.
Green Bay are playing Jaguars. Green Bay might go and score, I don't know, 60 points or something. Just touchdown after touchdown. Great. But if they're just doing it one after the other, it kind of
It was an diminishes it. Wasn't it?
The ending was unbelievable. Yeah. Obviously, rough for you, but it was fantastic. See, it was a big shame that Dolphins couldn't hold on to the ends. Mm. Next, atmosphere, loud or quiet, as you put it, Dom.
Okay, I think the atmosphere was fantastic. Mm. We didn't describe it in the game in our like on the pitch side sort of. But everyone was throwing beer glasses down. And when the touchdowns went off, there was pops. The beer snakes were great. The national anthems were fantastic. The jets going overhead. I'm going to be honest, it's not like a sort of football atmosphere. No. It's not tribal. Because every fan is around you. I was next to a Dolphins fan, a Jaguars fan, a Cleveland Browns fan, and like a Dusseldorf FC fan. Like, everyone's there for the experience. I'm going to say the atmosphere was so pleasant. It was so welcoming. Solid 9. The only thing it did need was that little bit of... It needed more given, I'd say. Mm. It could have been a little bit louder, but I think everyone was happy, and it was a great experience, and I'm willing to give it a 9, Toby.
I agree. I was thinking 8.5, but yeah, no, I'm happy with 9. I think it works. I think, as you said there, maybe just because a lot of people don't necessarily, they're sort of like me, beginners, they don't really know much about it. You can fully get involved with it, but unless you're sort of really going for one team and a true passionate fan, sometimes it doesn't quite get conveyed. But I think when you listen to some of our sort of talking throughout the game, it was drowned out by all the music and all the crowd, and who knows, Dom's been editing it a bit so far.
It's been fun editing it, to be fair.
But I think it was fantastic,
Final category, Toby?
Stadium. Were the facilities good?
The amount Kieran has banged on about it, I think it's the best stadium I've been to for facilities. Obviously, the magic pints that come up from the bottom. I'm willing to give it a 10.
Is that a 5, mate?
I was at 5. Yep. Well, I'm still giving it a 10. I will give it, I'll give it definitely 5. 5.
I think, I don't think there are going to be many stadiums better than that. I think it's, compare it to the Knotts, the Bay, the Knotts Rugby one we went to. Where there was one stand of about 500 people and everyone else was around the outside, and they had a tent where the beer was in. That was about it. And I think slightly different, the Spurs Stadium, but it was fantastic, and it was a great experience.
So we've got 9, so that's 9, 18, 5, so that would be 23, and then 4.5, so that's 27.5 for our NFL London experience. Toby, thank you for coming. It was fantastic to have you, Kieran, and Reese, and of course April there. But it was so good to see new NFL fans getting involved. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to our Away Days podcast. This should be out in time for another NFL game. If not, I'm so sorry. That's my fault. But one thing I will say is we've got some great Away Days coming up. Toby and I are off to Mansfield Town versus Tranmere. It's a real bottom of the basement derby, and God, do Mansfield need those points. We can't wait to go. Thank you for listening, and go well.
Cheers.